You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 162. So I decided that I want to do another off-the-cuff reflection of the affirmation of the month from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar. I love doing this so much, and I thought, well, why aren't I doing more of this on the podcast? So here we are. And now I realize that, you know, this episode comes out on Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, and it's not February yet, but tomorrow is February 1st. And hey, we will have made it through January and we will be entering the second month of 2024. So now's the perfect time to set your intentions for the month. And specifically today, when you listen to this, to reflect on Louise Hay's recommendations for her affirmation for February 2024. So I've talked about Louise Hay throughout the past 3 years on this podcast. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. So happy that you're here. And if you're not familiar with Louise Hay, she has since passed, but she was one of my teachers. She is an author, a speaker, sort of like a godmother of positive affirmations. And I've talked about her book, You Can Heal Your Life, that has made such a significant impact on my relationship with myself and my health and has informed my healing journey. Back when I first read it over a decade ago, and I still refer to it to this day. So are you ready for your February forecast and affirmation and my off-the-cuff reflections of her affirmation from her calendar? Okay, so here we go. Since there is so much attention on love this month, I choose to focus on my most important relationship, the one I have with myself. After all, I am my primary companion through life. Other people may come and go, but I am always here. Every day, I take the opportunity to practice mirror work. Standing in front of the mirror, looking deep into my eyes, I tell myself, I love you. I really love you. I smile at my reflection, remembering that when I love myself, life is so much easier and much more fun. I'm going to read that again. Maybe a little faster. Since there is so much attention on love, you know what? Close your eyes. If you can, close. If you're not driving or you're not, you know, in the grocery store or wandering, you know, the halls of Target, close your eyes and just open your heart and listen. Since there is so much attention on love this month, I choose to focus on my most important relationship, the one I have with myself. After all, I am my primary companion through life. Other people may come and go, but I am always here. Every day, I take the opportunity to practice mirror work. Standing in front of the mirror, looking deep into my eyes, I tell myself, I love you. I really love you. I smile at my reflection, remembering that when I love myself, life is so much easier and much more fun. So I love this because, you know, we are creating more love in 2024. So let's continue on. And, you know, well, okay, I'm just going to dive right in and give you my off-the-cuff reflections. So February, you know, some call it the Hallmark holiday of Valentine's Day on February 14th. And so, yes, there is a focus on that type of love, and it's kind of spilled out into different kinds of love. But there's a lot of focus on love in February. And I think that it's a healthy reminder that the relationship that we have with ourselves is the most important. So she's saying, since there's so much attention on love this month, I choose to focus on my most important relationship, the one I have with myself. So, I mean, this gets me, you know, thinking, okay, well, what's my relationship like with myself? How do I treat myself? What do I think about myself? What do I say to myself? What are my thoughts about myself? What are my beliefs about myself? And then where do you want your relationship to be with yourself? So if we're going to focus on our most important relationship, the one that we have with ourselves, where do you want it to be? What can you do to cultivate a relationship that you are really desiring with yourself and that you want to have with yourself? And then she goes on to say, after all, I'm my primary companion through life. I love that. You know, we think about, you know, the word companion is such a sweet, beautiful word. And thinking about ourselves as our primary companion, it actually makes me think about, I think about this all the time. So I live with myself. So a lot of people say I live alone. And I think about this often. I think about how we speak to ourselves about ourselves, like, and how when I was actually thinking about this today, and I was on a walk and I was thinking about this, when you say, oh, I'm going to go by myself, or am I going to go with myself? And there's something about by yourself. I don't know. There's some, it's not negative or bad at all, but with, if you're with yourself, you are with yourself. Do you know what I mean? And so we think about being your primary companion through life, that is such a beautiful thing, that you are your own companion. You are your primary companion. And then the next sentence, other people may come and go, but I am always here, which literally I feel like that is, it feels that feels very emotional. You know, other people may come and go, and they do, but I am always here. You know, telling yourself, I'm always here. I am choosing to focus on me. I am my own companion, and I am always here. I'm always here for myself. What does that mean for you if you are always here? And recognizing that, here you are. How are you going to cultivate that harmonious relationship with yourself? What can you do? What are you already doing? And then every day I take the opportunity to practice mirror work. Standing in front of a mirror, looking deep into my eyes, I tell myself, I love you. I really love you. So if you listened to the past handful of years, I do an episode right before the new year. And so this past year was episode 157, three things you need to do before 2024. And the first thing that I recommended that you do was look in the mirror and say something nice to yourself, say something kind to yourself. And, you know, talking about how looking in the mirror can, and acknowledging yourself, smiling at yourself, looking into your own eyes and saying something kind to yourself is self-validating, and it cultivates self-love and self-compassion and growth. And so sometimes it's uncomfortable to do that, but think about, you know, if we're going to take this opportunity, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Alyssa, I'm in for February. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm going to focus on my relationship with myself. I'm always here, and I want to always be here for myself. And one way to explore that is by looking at myself in the mirror, practicing mirror work, and saying to myself, I love you. I really love you. And a lot of us do love ourselves. A lot of us love different parts of ourselves. And a lot of us have issues with ourselves. Like, that's completely normal. But if, you know, if it is not easy for you to look in the mirror and say that, just, that's okay. Just get curious about that. I talk about this all the time. Just get curious and not criticize or not judge. Like, what comes up for you when you look yourself in the eyes and say, I love you. I really love you. Again, maybe that's really easy and it feels really good and validating and you feel connected and that's amazing. So keep doing it. Keep looking in the mirror. Keep looking deep into your eyes and connecting with yourself. It could be wherever you are on the spectrum. Just think about when you do that, how is that for you? And ask yourself why. But I do encourage you to do that. I really encourage you to do that. And then she ends it with, I smile at my reflection, remembering that when I love myself, life is so much easier and much more fun. So I love this opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror and smile. Because so often we're looking at in the mirror and we're criticizing, you know, we're kind of picking things apart or, you know, doing whatever we're doing. But, you know, how often do you look at your reflection and smile at yourself in the mirror? It's effing beautiful and powerful. And it is so true. When you love yourself, when we love ourselves, life really is easier because you're treating yourself in a more easeful, kind way. And when there is that, you know, that ease and that connection and that compassion and that love, we're not as hard on ourselves. You know, and so that can really bring about more fun. And I'm thinking about, I think it was last year, and I'm pretty sure it was another reflection on the affirmation of the month. You know what it was? It was March 2023. Have more fun. And she talked about having fun, and that has been such a theme for me about wanting to incorporate more fun into my life. And I've talked about that a lot, but I love this. I love that when we, you know, when we smile at ourselves and we remember that when we are loving towards ourselves, when we show ourselves love, that life is much easier and it is so much more fun. There is an easy breezy feeling. So, you know, what if you just were really open to that and cultivated that? And I love, you know, it's like I'm reading this and I'm like, okay, there's a serious theme so far here on Positively Anti-Inflammatory in 2024. Let's continue on with this theme of love, you know, love for and with ourselves, love for and with others, love for and with the environment and the world around us, and thinking about how, you know, when we are open and we're listening with love to ourselves and to others, that it creates more connection and less division. Because there's too much division happening and I'm over it. So let's come together. And it really, you know, it is right now we're focusing on our relationship with ourselves, and it's starting with ourselves and how we're treating ourselves. And then that spills out into our connections and our relationships and how we treat others. So that is it. My off-the-cuff reflections of the affirmation of the month from Louise Hayes' I Can Do It 2024 calendar. If you are into this, I highly recommend you go out and get her calendar. I love it. I have been using it for years and years, and I am, it's so ingrained in who I am on my daily morning routine. And so I would love to share it with you. If it feels good to wake up and read an affirmation every morning, go out and get it. And so let's move into February 2024 with working on our relationship with ourself and recognizing the importance of it and loving ourselves and knowing that we have the opportunity to always be there for ourselves. So thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today and this week. And until next time, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.